So I got to call that up because I can't remember jokes. Okay. Attending a wedding for the first time, a little girl whispered to her mother, "Why is the bride dressed in white?" The mother replied, "Because white is the color of happiness, and today is the happiest day of her life." The child thought about this for a moment, then said, "So why is the groom wearing red? Black? Why is the groom wearing black?" So anyway, that's the joke. So I say that joke because I like that image of black and white, and sometimes things are the happiest, and sometimes for a groom they're also happy. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, yeah, I'll stop. 25 years, I love my bride. Zippity-doo-da. But I think about the times that, we can have great times and then we can have horrible times. And, if you listen to the news or saw, obviously in Boston and in Texas, those were horrible times. And sometimes you need to have that voice and that hand, or as we would say, and this text talks about, a shepherd. That shepherd who is Jesus. So first, I want to talk about three things. The nature of sheep and shepherds, the hands of Jesus, and then the voice of Jesus. So the nature of sheep and shepherds. Now, in the first service, there were a couple of people who raised some sheep. Anybody else here have raised sheep at all? Sheep? Okay, so we got one more. So we're gonna expand it to pets as well, because I think it applies not just to sheep but to pets. So the nature of those who take care of things like shepherds and sheep. What do they do? Well, one of the things they do is they try and stop predators from coming. Things that are a threat to the sheep, to the flock, they try and stop those things. They also leave the sheep alone. A good pet owner will, be interactive and then not interactive and let sheep be sheep and dogs be dogs and cats be cats and snakes be snakes. And I had a hamster, so hamsters be hamsters, whatever the thing is. But let the sheep be sheep and do their sheepy things until it's time to collect the wool. Or if you like their meat, to collect their meat, but at least to collect the wool and let them be them. So sometimes they're alone, sometimes we nurture them. And in the case of every shepherd, in the case of most every pet owner, if you're an attentive pet owner, you're there nurturing them in the beginning, and you're attentive when they're dying or in death. And that's the nature of a shepherd. A shepherd is attentive. The sheep know who the shepherd is. They hear their voice. And they feel their hands, and they know the nurture and all that stuff. The good things of what it means to take care of things. So that's this image that Jesus throws out there. And it's summed up in Psalm 23, which we sang Psalm 23, but I just want to read the words of Psalm 23 of what a shepherd is. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We need shepherds in our lives. And Jesus, when he talked about being that shepherd, he's talking about God coming to us through him. And then him sharing how that works with his disciples and his disciples doing the same. How to be shepherds in the world, to nurture and to care and to love. So he gives the example of hands. That the stuff I have, no one, because it's God who's holding you, no one can take that away. And because God and I are in cahoots, and you know that because you believe that, That is the most powerful thing. God's presence is with you regardless. In the darkest valleys, in the most explosive times, and in the happiest times, the white dress times. God is with you like a shepherd. And sometimes you may not know it because those explosive times and those hard times, they're rough. But then a hand may come. Like in that first reading, Peter, where he raises this person, Tabitha, to new life again. And he speaks the words that Jesus spoke to Lazarus. Rise up. And then he reaches to her with his hand, like Jesus did with so many people. Get up. That's us with our hands as well. That's why we gave that 10 plus K money to Mountain View, because we want to use our hand. We want to be Jesus for the kids over there. We nurture our kids here who gather here, and we want to just extend that love of Jesus, for Jesus, with Jesus, to the school. That's using our hands in as real a way as you can. And so when we move forward in this Impact Mountain View program of volunteering over there, committing to the 1,000 hours plus of time, those of us who choose to do that, we're going to feel it and we're going to know it. I had a great, well, it ended up being a great time being here yesterday when we came to the church work day. Beth and I, Friday night, we were getting ready to have some folks from the church and some of our friends come to help us move because our house closed and it sold. And then we got the dreaded, your parent has died call from our realtor. And in his parent has died voice, he said, I gotta talk with you, and so I gotta come to you and do that. So you know it's not gonna be, hey, they're gonna give me $10,000 more. You know, it's not gonna be that. And so he basically said there's some credit issues, and so they're not going to be able to purchase your house after all. So, yes, it was a sucky moment. It was a darker valley there. So Beth and I were, you know, a little down. So we come to church and start scraping stuff and weeds and thwack stuff. And suddenly, a voice comes. And Pam introduced me to Scott and I. Now, Scott and I is a sixth grade teacher over at Mountain View. And he just came over because he was going to work on Saturday, which most teachers, you know, they work more than they need to because they're good. And this was another good teacher who came. And he just said, I just want to say thank you for the gift that you're given and all this partnership stuff that you're doing. It's just, it's such a great thing. Now, is he Lutheran? I don't know. I didn't ask him. But Pam talked with him for a while, you know, and a great guy. But he, for me at that moment, in my valley, he was Jesus for me. Because it was a voice that said, thank you. Thank you for being the church that you are. And having these wonderful people come over and help us and give. Thank you. So I heard Jesus' voice through Scott and I. He doesn't even know that. But Jesus loved me in that moment through him. That's what voice can do. And I would argue that at least I needed that voice yesterday. Perhaps you need that voice today, or have needed Jesus to speak to you. And sometimes that voice can be just in your head, and you know there's somebody you're supposed to help. And that voice says, go help them. It's a prompting. But sometimes you're not in that space where you can help anybody because you need help. And then you hear another voice come. Or it may be, as we're here, you hear in a song, a piece of a song that just is so clear and so obvious that Jesus is speaking to you that it blows your brains away, and that lyric is what works for you that day, and Jesus comes to you. So, we're going to do an audible today. I told Ray earlier we're going to do the audible. Now, audible, if you don't know what that is, that's a football term. I mean, it might be a different sport term, but I know it for football. So you're a quarterback and you're in the huddle. Okay, we're going to do this passing play. We're going to pass the ball to you. Okay, break. And then the quarterback gets here and lines up and realizes the defense is up in a way that, oh, they're going to maybe intercept this pass. So we're going to do a running play. And so he does an audible, meaning he changes the play. So that's what we're doing today with the hymn of the day. So what I need you to do is turn to 608 right now. Hymn number 608. Because at least for me, this particular tune, the words do this and did it in the first service and they will again today. Jesus will speak to me, which is what I need. I hope you hear Jesus speaking to you in these words and the rest of the hymns and prayers and things that we say today as well. Because Jesus has hands and a voice that's always available, like a good shepherd, watching us, being attentive to us, loving us, and letting us have our space to be the humans that we're called to be. So thank you for coming to church, and thank you to our good shepherd, and let's sing softly and tenderly.